have your Bibles tonight. We're going to depart from our normal second Corinthians chapter 8. And tonight, because it's July 4th, I just wanted to really draw your attention to a simple lesson. Three levels of thankfulness. Now I'm going to read something to you. How many nations in the world do you think celebrate a day of Thanksgiving? 212 nations. You know how many of them celebrate a day of Thanksgiving? Now, I'm going to put that as a conditional Thanksgiving. In other words, they celebrate Thanksgiving. Nine of them. You want to know when that Thanksgiving day is? It's always in October or November. Anybody know why? Pardon me? Harvest time. They're just thankful for harvest. But only one country has Thanksgiving for the harvest to God. And that's America. And it came 1782. Following the Revolutionary War, Continental Congress recognized the need to give thanks for delivering the country from war into independence. And Congress issued a proclamation on October 11th, 1782. It being the indispensable duty of all nations, not only to offer up their supplications to Almighty God, the giver of all good, for his gracious assistance in time of distress, but also in a solemn and public manner to give him praise for his goodness in general. Therefore, the United States and Congress assembled, taking into their consideration the many instances of divine goodness to these states, do hereby recommend to the inhabitants of these states in general to observe and request the several states to interpose their authority in appointing and commanding the observation of Thursday, the 28th day of November next, as a day of solemn thanksgiving to God for all his mercies. And they do further recommend to all ranks to testify their gratitude to God for his goodness by a cheerful obedience of his laws, and by promoting each in his station and by his influence the practice of true and undefiled religion, which is the great foundation of public prosperity and national happiness. We're the only nation in the world that has a Thanksgiving Day to God. Canada has a Thanksgiving Day. Liberia has a Thanksgiving Day. Some Caribbean islands have a Thanksgiving Day, nations. So tonight, I wanted to just take a minute. I went through many of the miracles. Did you know most of the time in the miracles, the Bible doesn't record a verbal thank you to Jesus? If you notice Luke chapter 10, chapter 17, it's a story that we're very familiar with, 10 lepers. It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, verse 11, that he went through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And you know, Samaria was always looked down upon because it was the people there were a mixed race, half Jew, half Gentile. And so the Jews always looked down on them. And so you'll notice that as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 lepers. Now you got to understand, they're right around Samaria, which they're already second-class citizens in their mindset. And then you got 10 lepers, and they're not even considered citizens. They have to live outside the civilization. So these 10 lepers call out to Jesus. Verse 12, and he entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. In other words, they met him. They stopped him, and they stopped away off and said, "Hey, Jesus." Notice, if you would, they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Now, everybody in Israel knew what that meant. In their day, they didn't have doctors necessarily, so they had a priest, and the priest would be the one to declare every leper whole. Or the priest would be the one that would judge if someone had leprosy or didn't. And so in order to be cleansed, declared cleansed, you had to go to the priest, and that was the first and last step that you had to do to get cleansed. So you'll notice you couldn't go back to your families until you met with the priest, and he said, you're clean. So when they heard the words, go to the priest, they knew what that meant. So I don't know if they all got excited and started running or if they just turned and started walking. But he said in verse number 14, and when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, it doesn't say how fast they went, but I would imagine they were going at a pretty quick pace because they knew. Now, I don't know, and I think it's the way we pray sometimes. We know God can, but will he answer our prayers? So they heard that Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And so they started going toward the priest, and as they did, the Bible says they're looking. I'm sure they're looking at their hands and their bodies, their legs, their feet, where they had leprosy to see if it was still there every step of the way. And at a point in time, their healing came. And it must have come to all 10 of them at the same minute. And notice, if you would, and as they went, they were cleansed. Now, I want to take just a minute and notice in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. So 10 of them are walking together. They're waiting to see if they're healed. And all of a sudden, it's gone. It's gone. And then I can guarantee you they started to run. And one of the 10 turned around, and apparently he's a ways off, and he says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then something happens. And notice, if you would, he turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down at his feet, face, on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So the others, and I want to go through three levels of thankfulness tonight. If you'll notice, he turned around, one of the 10 turned around and said, thank you, Lord. And then it hit him. My leprosy's gone. I got to do more than just yell it out to Jesus. So he goes and he lays down with his face on the ground before Jesus. And notice the wording, giving him thanks, plural. It's like he just couldn't stop saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. How do I tell you thank you? My leprosy's gone, Lord, thank you. Now, I think it was because he was a Samaritan. He was already humbled. I want you to notice, if you would, in verse number 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? I don't think Jesus, now we're talking about the subject of thankfulness and thanksgiving. I want you to listen very carefully. I don't think Jesus ever understands when we don't say thank you in the most genuine way. Pick out what it is. Lord, thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my health. Thank you for, and by the way, Carolyn's surgery went perfectly well. I just saw her tonight before church, and she's doing very well. They were afraid they were going to have to take muscle tissue off of her calf and repair her leg because of the damage that was done by the infection. And come to find out, the doctor got in there and said there was no damage. So, thank you, Lord. And so she'll have, Lord willing, a good recovery if we can keep Sam out of the way. I think that'll be good, okay? So, very thankful for the Lord's blessing there. But it's not like, and I want you to understand tonight, all of us are going to face one point in time in our life a health issue with either ourselves or someone we love. And you'll notice, I want you to take your outline here tonight, and I want to go through these three types or three levels of thanksgiving or thankfulness. And notice in verse 18, keep your outline, but notice verse 18, "There are not found that return to give God glory to God save the stranger." So thanksgiving equates to glory to God. It's not just saying thank you. It's lifting the Lord up. It's acknowledging his greatness and his power and his use of his power for us. His mercies to us, just like our country's Congress said for us to do. You'll notice in verse number 19, he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith." So he did believe that Jesus would heal him when he started toward the priest. "Hath made thee whole." But I want you to notice tonight in the outline, level one, Roman numeral one, forgetful to say thank you. That's the first level. We're just forgetful to say thank you. Notice A, we're so happy with what we received, we forget to say thank you. Anybody here ever been like that? Now, I think there are times whenever we know we're supposed to say thank you, but we get so excited about something that we don't say thank you. Maybe it's a meal, our favorite meal, and someone prepared it for us. We get so excited about it. I can't wait for this meal. And you sit down and you thank the Lord, but you don't sit down and say, "Honey, thank you for all the time you took to prepare it." Notice B, so into what we receive. We're so involved at what we got that we don't bother to say thank you. In other words, there's a lack of training. There's a lack of listening to the training. It's just not quite as important to us to remember to say thank you. I'm not sure which these nine lepers that got healed were in this rank. Were they just so caught up with being healed in all that they were going to be able to do? "I'm going to be able to go back to my wife. I'm going to be able to go back to my children. I'm going to be able to get a job again." Were they so enthralled with that they just forgot to say thank you? Or were they so ill-trained that they just didn't bother them to say, forget to say thank you? But notice the third thing. See, this is the most dangerous one. So consumed with self that we don't care to say thank you. We deserve it. "Well, finally, I got rid of this cancer. Well, finally, I got rid of this flu. Well, finally, I got rid of this leprosy." Almost as though I've been mistreated, and now I'm finally being treated fairly. I deserve it. Caught up with self that we don't say thank you. I don't know if it was any one of these three for these nine, but I know this. It could be all of us if we're not careful. So take note, then there's level one is forgetful. In other words, we just don't say it. We are, and that's the nine. They were so frivolous. I mean, they were so excited about what had happened to them, they just didn't bother to say thank you. We just don't know which one of these three levels it was. I've been a leper for 10 years. I deserve to be out of this now. Everybody else is healthy. I deserve this. Or, you know, hey, I haven't had much to be thankful for in a long time, you know, so I'm just going to enjoy myself. Or, man, I just forgot to tell Jesus thank you. I see it. Now, those eight children that came forward tonight are going to be in under the microscope tonight, but I see it in the children coming forward to get in the ring pop. They're digging down, and they find the one they want, and they get it, and they put it, and they, oh, They just forgot to say thank you. They got the one they wanted. That's the one I see. And then I hear a mom or a dad say, did you say thank you? Oh, pastor, thank you. I see that. And then I see every once in a while that they got it and they're so excited about it, they don't bother to say thank you. And so notice, if you would, in level two, some of the children in level two. Notice level two is frivolous thank you. First one is a forgetful thank you. The second one is a frivolous thank you. Now, I want you to notice that was the one that said thank you first. Notice, if you would, in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. He's running, and he sees, I'm healed. With the other guys, he says, hey, I better say thank you. Thank you, Lord! And he just keeps running. It's almost a dutiful thank you. Notice in the outline, A, we were trained to say thank you, and we must say it because we were taught to. It's just something we do. It's the frivolous thank you, but it is a dutiful thank you. I need to say it. Notice B, we are so happy to receive something, we know we should do right and say thank you, so we quickly say it so we can go on to enjoy the benefit of what we received. I think that was the one for the Samaritan that was thankful. He was so excited about enjoying what he was going to get. He turns and says, I remember I got to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And he turned. I think all of us have been at these levels. Anybody here ever at Christmas got a gift and maybe you got three of those in the last 3 years? Or I had an aunt one time that always loved to give gloves. And I never wore gloves. And so she got me a nice pair of leather gloves. And I said, you know, and in my mind, I still remember this. Well, thank you. And Nola, thank you very much. And it was the first one. I was taught to say thank you. It was a frivolous thank you because it wasn't something I was excited about. But I knew I was supposed to say thank you. I think we get a lot of frivolous thank yous at Christmas or birthdays or things like that if we're not careful. My question is, do we give the Lord Jesus frivolous thank yous? I know I should tell him thank you, so I better stop now real quick and tell him thank you. Notice, see, we say thank you to look good. It's so we can say we said thank you. In other words, a lot of times, and I think we do this, we're supposed to say thank you, and we don't want to look bad because we forgot to say it, or we don't want to look bad and make our parents look bad, or you know, make her husband or wife look bad. So we say, oh, I just want to say thank you. It's a frivolous thank you. And I think that's, again, what this Samaritan did when he went off and he was running and he's looking forward to getting to see his wife and children and family, whatever. And he turned around and said, thank you. It's a frivolous thank you. But it was one that he knew he ought to do. And yet, I don't know that he meant to look good. But there are sometimes we say thank you to look good. In the eyes of the person that we said it to. We don't want to do them wrong. And I'm afraid sometimes we, again, Lord Jesus, thank you for this, and thank you for that, because we want to look good in his sight. But then I want you to notice the last one. Level three is a focused thank you. Notice with me, if you would, verse number 16. Notice this. Look here. Let me show what he did. Look here. He leaves where he was. He said, wait a minute. I've been healed of leprosy. I got the rest of my life to enjoy it. And he goes back. The Bible says he falls down on his face and said, thank you many times. You'll notice the focus is no longer on what I got planned. The focus has changed to Jesus Christ and to giving him glory. Notice with me, if you would, A, in the outline, we know we have received something of value either to us or from someone else. That's the first point of a focused thank you. Well, the leper had been healed of leprosy, so he knew that. Notice B, we want to genuinely show our appreciation. Now, I'm sure no one here has ever gone up to your family, or you've never had your children come up to you and fall flat on their face, put their face on the ground and say, Dad, thank you for that new gun you gave me, Lord. Thank you so much, Dad. Mom, thank you for that great meal, Mom. And they fell down beside the table on their face. It's not necessary to go to such extremes, but notice if you would, see, we stop what we want to focus on. In other words, we lay down what the great gift was. We stop thinking about the healing that we received. We stop thinking about what we got. And we want to make the giver to us feel our genuine gratitude before we do anything else. So you'll notice he's over here and he says, wait a minute, I want to make sure Jesus knows how much I appreciate it. So he stops what he's doing, he goes over and he falls down on his face before him and he gives him many thanks. Do you see the focus that's different? The focus is no longer on anybody else or anything else, it's on Jesus Christ and him alone. And it's trying to get him to understand the genuine gratitude that's deep in your heart. And I think that's the way we'd have to learn to pray about our salvation. When was the last time we really got down and said, Lord, I was hell bound. How do I say thank you for the price that you paid? Lord, I am so sorry for all the pain that I caused you, but Lord, I want you to know, thank you. A genuine gratitude. You forget yourself. You forget your plans for the rest of the day. You forget the plans for the next 5-10 minutes. And you focus on giving thanks and glory to God. Thanks and glory are synonymous. Notice with me if you would. This always shows, it's in the middle of C, this always shows feeling or emotion. It's impossible to do what the leper did, falling down on his face, giving many thanks, without sensing an emotional response from him. It wouldn't surprise me if the scriptures didn't say it, but that he was weeping. I don't know that we have to weep to show our appreciation, but I can tell you this. There have been times whenever I've received something that it was so overwhelming that it just brought tears to my eyes. I just couldn't say thank you enough. I'll never forget when I was in Fairfax Hospital. I still remember where I was standing, and Susan had gone into surgery, and we did not know how severe the infection was in her leg. And they said she could lose her ankle or foot or knee or all the way to her hip. And so I was praying, Lord, please let her keep as much of her leg as possible. Would you just take away the infection? And so when the doctor came out and told us what had happened, I was grateful. But then the next morning, we both woke up. We were in the hospital, and my phone rang. It was Sean Alexander from Brazil that had been home for a few weeks, and he called about the wheelchair. And he said, Brother Dave, do you know if anybody needs a wheelchair? And I said, do you know where I am? He said, no. I said, I'm in the hospital. You know what's happened? He said, no. I said, my wife just lost her leg. He said, now I know why I cleaned out that elderly lady's garage. You can have the wheelchair. At that moment, our eyes filled up with tears. And you know what we knew? We knew that the Lord had everything under control at that moment. So from then on, we knew God had it under control, and it overwhelmed our hearts. Like, Lord, why would thank you? Anytime the Lord does something for you, we ought to feel a sense of genuine appreciation. Now, the greater the gift, obviously, the greater the gratitude. But at no time should it be a frivolous thank you. We have to learn to be careful not to do what the leper did at the beginning. Lord, thank you, because our focus is on other things. The D in the outline. His genuine desire to say and show appreciation caused him to be close to the Lord. Whenever you and I pray, do you try to, in your heart, get close to the throne of God? Do you try to get close to the Lord and say, Lord, could I just talk with you for a minute? Notice he was a way off. He could have fallen down here and said, Lord, thank you. He could have done obeisance here. But he walked all the way back and fell on his face giving him thanks. Notice, if you would, in verse 16, and he fell on his face at his feet. There's a proximity. There are things that maybe my wife did something for me very special, and there are times whenever I got it, maybe I opened it up across the room, or I was sitting at the table and it happened, and I would say, honey, thank you. That's very thoughtful of you. And then there are times whenever, you know, I really wanted to let her know. So I'd go over and get real close to her and sit down and give her a kiss on the cheek and say, honey, thank you. That meant a lot to me. Closeness means something. It's not just that you can say thank you from a distance. He came over, fell on his face at his feet. So when you and I pray to the great God of heaven, I think we attempt to get close to him in our hearts and minds at the feet of his throne. Lord, thank you. Notice, if you would, see, it always means something to the person who receives a thank you. Have you ever heard the saying, don't get in my space? You know what I'm saying? Somebody, it's very uncomfortable when somebody gets real too close to you. You just want to step back, and they step up again, you step back. Wait a minute. Well, but whenever you really want someone to know how much something means, you can walk up and just say, thank you. Proximity matters. Notice, D, his genuine desire to say and show appreciation caused him to be close to the Lord. This always gives God the glory. Notice verse 18. They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. So glory and thanksgiving are synonymous. They're brother and sister. They're brother and brother. It's like when you forget to say thank you, you don't give him glory. I don't think anybody in this room, I think if we say, I forgot to give him thank you, that's one thing. But to say, I forgot to give God the glory due his name, whoa, that's huge. So if we can associate thankfulness with glory, it'll help you to realize the importance of an appreciative heart. There are many things in our lives that we ought to be appreciative for. You ought to be appreciative for your job. You know, Pastor, if you knew my job, you know, if it provides a living, if it provides a check, you know, I many times have said, Lord, thank you for Temple Baptist Church. I've been here 29 years, and every 15th and 30th, the check has been my account, no matter what it was. How do you say thank you for something like that? For the faithfulness. So when a missionary comes up and says, I want to thank y'all for your faithful support for 10, 15, 20 years, that means something. That's the reason why whenever you and I are faithful to give regularly, that means something to God. It's giving glory to God when we're faithful to do that. And when we say, Lord, thank you for letting me have a job that I can give. Can you imagine not being able to give in your mind? Now, no one in this room is not able to give. Because if the widow's mite was 2/5 of a penny, you take one penny and cut it into 5 parts and you're given 2/5 of it. If she could give, and the Bible says she gave all her living. So the Bible says she actually gave everything that she had. So it would be no different than if everybody in this room went out and got your house and got the title of your house, the title of your car, and every penny and every piggy bank and every drawer you opened up and got every cent out and brought it and gave it to Jesus Christ and put it in the offering. That would be what that lady did. And none of us have ever done that. I don't think God expects that. But I do believe he expects us to have that kind of an appreciation for what God has done for us. Every one of you. I think one of the saddest things in the world is unappreciative children. Children have been given so much. And the longer we go in America, the more children feel like they deserve. So-and-so's got a cell phone. When do I get my cell phone? When you're 39, you'll get one. That's it. But when do I get, I get a car. I'll never forget the other day we were talking about it. I don't remember where it was, who it was with. But Jeremy's first car was a flesh-colored Ford Mercury Lynx. That's what it was. You know, little cheap little car, a little Lynx car. And and he was going over to school in a Mercury Lynx. It looked like your skin color. It was a light tan. It was pretty cruddy looking. But it's no different than going and getting basketball shoes at Court Classics at Price Club or Sam's Club and saying, okay, go out on the court. It was like, I can't play in these shoes. They're not Air Jordans. You know, I'll never forget that discussion either. And, you know, it is that we get to the point where all of us are that way. Hey, I'd like to have that car. Lord, I'd like to have that car. It lasts longer. Lord, I'd like to have this. How many of you remember when you got a car and it had air? How many remember having a car with no air conditioning? How many remember having that? Okay, I remember going, I remember this. I remember driving an 88 Oldsmobile and it had no air conditioning. And I remember I had an ice cream cone my parents just got me. And it was a 58 Oldsmobile, not an 88. It was a 58 Oldsmobile. And I had an ice cream cone, and I had this thought. It was dripping, and my dad said, hurry up and lick it. Don't let it drip. And I put it outside the window so it wouldn't blow. It'd blow all the drips off. Oh, was that a mistake? It blew it all over everybody. Stop laughing back there. I see that. I stuck it outside. They were grabbing so quick to get my hand back inside that window as ice cream was blowing all over the place. I thought it'd be a good idea to stick it out. You know, I remember first time we got an air conditioner, it was a Buick Riviera, and we were going to go to Mississippi to see my dad's family, and we got in a Riviera, and it was so nice and wonderful, and I had a vent. And if my mom leaned a certain way, the air came down the side of the car, and it hit me, and I said, wow. How many of you now have a car that's got more than one air conditioner and it's got one for your wife and one for you? Don't raise your hand. How many of you, when you go to buy something, now you got a van? I remember having a van and you just had an air conditioner in it. It'd be great. But now they got a left air conditioner, a right air conditioner, a rear air conditioner. Oh, by the way, how many of you remember whenever you got a vehicle and it was just a vehicle to go from point A to point B? Now it's got video screens. I mean, you drive down the road and you see kids up there with their headphones and they're watching a movie and the mom, and I mean, you look at it, and not just one, they got two or three. Now they got them behind each seat. Nothing wrong with any of that. But we had better learn to be genuinely appreciative. Because if you're not thankful for the little things that you have, you'll forget to say thank you. This is July 4th. If we're not careful, we'll forget all the white crosses at Arlington Cemetery that made this night possible. We'll go to a fireworks display and say, well, that was pretty good. Well, that one wasn't so good. Well, hey, we have to be so careful. It's not about that. It's the reminder. You remember the Fort McHenry whenever it was being bombed? And is our flag still there? Let each one of those that go off remind you our flag was still there. If all nights to be thankful for your country, it'd be tonight. If any night to be thankful for your salvation, that you're on your way to heaven, it could be tonight. You're not only free physically, but you're free spiritually. When those bombs go off, realize, and those fireworks go off in the air, remember, I am free. And one of these days, I'm going past those all the way to heaven. And I'm just excited about what God has done for me. We might need to have the attitude of a Samaritan. I don't deserve it. Because if you ever get the attitude, I do deserve it, you'll never be truly thankful. Tonight, do you forget to say thank you? Do you say frivolous thank yous? Or do you say focused thank yous? Let's bow our heads for the prayer tonight. I'm going to ask the pianist to come and play a verse of Invitation Hymn. And tonight, how many of you are truly thankful for your mate? You don't have to raise your hand. But maybe tonight would be a good time to say, honey, I want you to know how rich I feel because I have you. I heard the other day a young man tell his parents, I am so thankful y'all are still married because every one of my friends' parents are divorcing or already divorced. I just want to tell you how proud I am that you're still together. Very rare do you ever hear that. Tonight, what are you thankful for? The last blank in the outline would, how do we say thank you? Do we say thank you? Tonight, maybe find a vet and say, thank you. I appreciate your service. I appreciate what you're doing for me, what you did for me. We're going to have a word of prayer. Just like always, I'll ask heads bowed and eyes closed. If you need to come and just kneel at this altar and say, Lord, thank you. Proximity does matter. Folks, I do believe that you ought to come to the front altar and kneel down at the altar from time to time. I don't say tonight, but we all ought to from time to time to just show our appreciation to the Lord, to get close to him in his presence. Not that God is down at the front more than at the back, but there's just a certain sense. Lord, I just want to make a big deal to you. Lord, I want you to know that I am grateful. Or Lord, I want you to answer this prayer. It's important to me. Lord, I need your attention. You fall at his feet. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts tonight. Father, help me to be more focused in my thanksgiving. I'm so sorry when I'm so frivolous. Lord, you've done so much for me and for our church family. Lord, for everyone in this room. I pray you'd help us to be focused in our thanksgiving. Father, hear our prayers tonight as we go to prayer. I thank you for letting us be together tonight on this July 4th. Lord, I'm grateful to be an American and to be free tonight. Lord, I don't know why you allowed me to be born in this great country and not in Egypt or Zimbabwe or Nepal or China. Lord, where we couldn't worship you as we want. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight. Hear our prayers. In your name we pray.